Hi. Oh my God. my name is Muriel and I'm an addict. I'm bloody nervous and it doesn't get any better hearing my voice via the loudspeaker. And when I walked here, I saw that the road was blocked and was at Tour de France or something. I said, oh, thanks God, the meeting is not going to take place, so I can actually go home again. And yeah, I'm really nervous. It's I haven't done many chairs yet, but I've just come up to 13 months clean, and that's the first time in my life actually that I'm clean. I moved to England less than 2 years ago, and I thought I was clean when I came here. I had a drinking habit, which I didn't consider as a problem. And I came to the rooms in England, actually. So everything I know about recovery is, I don't even have the German words for that, which is quite funny. I went to a German meeting, and it was a rather strange experience hearing these guys talking about recovery in German. So yeah, now I'm sitting here and it's too late to run away. how did it all start? Yeah, I'm born in Germany in a little village, and quite a normal, as you would say, middle-class family. My father was an alcoholic, and it wasn't really obvious in the beginning. When I was a child, things seemed to be okay, but the older he got, the worse it got. And he was a thief as well. He had a job, so it was not like he had to steal to get money, but it was just, I think it was just part of the disease, and he got caught and lost his job, and we almost lost our home, and it was quite dramatic for a while, and yeah, very, very unstable, and his drinking got worse, and we didn't have a single door in our house which you could close. They were all smashed when my mom or me locked ourselves in somewhere when he was in a certain mood and trashing our home. And I remember the police came over quite a lot, and because we didn't really know how to help ourselves, but my mom, she was a codependent, she couldn't really leave him, so we kind of stayed with him. And I swore to myself that I'm never going to end up like him, that I'm absolutely disgusted about alcohol, and I hate people who smell of alcohol. So, my addiction started actually with an eating disorder. I just stopped eating, and then I started stealing, and I couldn't stop stealing. I skipped school, and I just went from shop to shop and stole ridiculous things which I didn't even need. And the usual things happened. I got caught. I had to do social work. Things got bad at home. Things got worse. It was my father's drinking, and my mom, she couldn't really cope with both of us. She became very ill and drifted in that kind of Valium, I don't know what that called, some painkiller stuff, nowhere land. And I started running away from home. That was I wasn't aware of what was going on around me, and from a very young age, I just wanted to get away, and everything outside my home seems to be more appealing. And I met the wrong kind of people. So, or actually, I was probably searching for them. So, when I was a teenager, the people I hang around, there were guys being 5, 6 years older who had been in prison, who were searched for by the police. And I stayed with one of them guys. So I think I was 15 or 16. I can't really remember anymore. It's all like a bit blurry. I ran away from home and I stayed with that guy, and he had a spare room in the cellar with this kind of muddy floor and a damp mattress lying there with lots of cockroaches and spiders. And all I actually did was not going to school and doing drugs, snorting amphetamine and smoking spliffs. And that was my idea of freedom, of doing what I want to do. And I know that the first time I picked up drugs, it was a conscious decision. I knew drugs were bad, and I knew that they would kind of kill me, but I didn't know what else to do. It was I couldn't cope with myself anymore. I had some really unpleasant things happening to me when I was a child. Maybe my parents should have chosen a female babysitter, I guess. So that was my way of changing the way I feel and becoming a different person, not feeling anymore, not showing any reaction, whatever happened around me. And after a few months, I had an accident. I was hitchhiking, I think that's called, and ended up in hospital, and my parents found me and brought me back home. And by that time, I was already injecting amphetamine, and it just didn't work. I couldn't stay with my parents anymore. They've really tried hard, and they kicked me out by the time I was 17, and things got worse. Things got really worse. I worked in a nightclub. And everyone around me was injecting amphetamine. It was a normal thing to do. It was not that people who were not doing that were not normal for me. And I didn't have this kind of knowledge. I thought either you live that kind of lifestyle with criminals, hells angels working in a nightclub, or you end up like my parents. There was nothing in between. I didn't really feel like I have a choice, or that being normal, having a mortgage, getting married, would be an option I prefer to have. So, I lived on my own when I was 17, and I've really lost it. I got schizophrenic. I was one of these people walking down the road, talking to non-existent people next to me, and people actually crossing the road when they saw me, because I must have looked really weird. I was a little punk with a Mohican, and this kind of attitude, just don't fuck around with me. I was really hiding behind that image. And of course, I was stealing lots. I was shoplifting, was burgling houses with my best mate. So it never occurred to me that I would really work for something, or why would you pay for something if you can steal it, or things like that. It was just the whole lifestyle, and I know I couldn't go on for long like that because my health was very poor, and I had lots of problems, and I fainted, I collapsed, and and I met that guy. He was a bouncer in that nightclub, and I thought he was really cool. He was some 15 years older than me, and I moved in with him because I couldn't pay for myself anymore, for my rent or whatever. It just didn't work anymore. And what a surprise he didn't do drugs. So I moved in with him, and he made it very clear that drugs are not welcome at his place. He threw my syringes, my my dope, everything just out of the window and said, if I'm going to see you doing that again, you go out and you never come back. I said, oh, wow, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And I withdraw, and I'm still popping Valium and whatever and drinking. And but that was all right. He didn't always notice that. He wasn't in a lot of the time. So, yeah, I think I have to fast forward. I got clean for 2 years, kind of clean. And I relapsed on drugs. What I thought is, okay, I've got a problem with amphetamine and I shouldn't do that injecting anymore. It's really not good, so I'm not going to do that anymore. And I just, whatever other drug came up, I took it. And so what I did, I was substituting one drug with another and did everything to get away from myself. And I was never really clean. And in my mid-20s, things got really bad again. I lost everything, job, my friends, my flat, myself. So from running my own business, I ended up dancing in a strip club. Even that wasn't very successful. I was so drunk that I was falling off the stage. And I did that twice, and then they asked me if I want to work in the cloakroom. And that, yeah, and I stole money. I mean, it was their fault they left the till open, so. And after all they've done to me. So, yeah, they kicked me out anyway. And I was standing on my mom's doorstep and I said, would you let me move in again? I'm fucked, I'm broken. And I got a place in rehab and sorted that out. And a day before, I just got so fucked on drugs that I just didn't turn up there. And so, why would I need a rehab? Why? So I can sort myself out alone. And I was living at my mom's place. I was 28 or something, I guess. And again, I substituted one thing with another. I put the drugs down, and it was. It took 2 years till I really got kind of clean of cocaine and stuff like that. But I was still a heavy drinker, and I kind of managed to function, to sort my life out again, get a job, work in advertising, and kind of all nice on the surface. Then I met that guy, and I moved to England, and things with him went pear-shaped. He couldn't really accept my. I was unpredictable. I was when we agreed to meet for dinner, I turned up, but 2 days later, and things like that. And things went pear-shaped, and it was just like natural to me going back to drugs because that was a kind of. What I was used to. I mean, there isn't any difference between English and German drug users. It's exactly the same, and you talk exactly the same bullshit, and the next day you forget it all, and whatever drugs you take, whatever mood you're in. And so that was England, yeah. 3 months. 3 months later, I started stealing off my flatmates. I started selling drugs. I started working in the sex industry again, and I was in a mess. I was in a proper mess, and I said, okay, well done. You are 36, you are in a foreign country. You meant to study here, you meant to sort your life out, and well, it doesn't work. And I went to university, I couldn't go there anymore, so couldn't be asked to turn up for a lecture at 12 o'clock. That was far too early. And they recommended that I spoke to one of their counselors. And I really felt I need help because there was nobody else there I could ask for help. These people I was using with, they were using buddies, but they were not friends. They wasn't there when I needed help or something. And I spoke to that woman, and I didn't know it at that time, but she was in the fellowship. And she was asking me, you're doing drugs? I was, no, how dare you? But I came back next week and I spoke again to her and I said, I think I'm really fucked, I need help. And she said, just go to these meetings. What meetings? Yeah, the NA meetings. Just go there, have a cup of coffee, and if you don't like it, you can even in the middle of the meeting stand up and go. So there's no obligation and nothing. And she didn't say anything else, so which was good, because if she would have told me about that spiritual program and praying, I would never have gone there, I guess. And when I first turned up for the meetings, it was just a relief. The first time in my life, I didn't feel like odd anymore, and people were really friendly. And I first said, "Why are they all so nice? What do they want?" So, I've nothing to give anymore. I'm empty. I'm dead inside, and I didn't really understand. My English was very bad a year ago. I didn't really understand what it was all about, them readings and them praying and. Yeah, so is time over? Okay, oh God, I've done it. So the reason I came to the rooms was because I needed help for the drugs. I didn't know about that deal with the alcohol and stuff. They've tricked me into it. They've only told me later that you shouldn't drink anymore. And that spiritual program, yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. I'm on my step 4 right now. It took me ages with that step 3, that getting my head around the praying thing. But I'm slowly getting it, and it's just beautiful. It took such a burden off my shoulders. And I know if I only put the drugs down, my behavior will bring me again and again in the same situations, because I'm not learning anything. And I need to fill that void. And I need to change my behavior. It's not about putting the drugs down. It's about changing the thinking and the behavior. And I know without that I wouldn't be able to do it. And if there's any newcomers, I can just say, get yourself a sponsor, and call him or her and do some service. That is really, it's beautiful being in the middle of that fellowship, not just coming as a visitor. Just get involved. That keeps you clean, keeps you going. And yeah, keep coming back. Just keep coming back. It really works. I'll leave it there. Thank you.